He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona home studio. Hope everyone's doing well. It's been a crazy week, and I must say I'm extremely happy. I am the proud papa of a brand new baby grandson. His name is Sawyer, and he was born yesterday, which is why I did not get the show out on Thursday. So everybody is very grateful and very happy, and my daughter is doing well, and that's what's going on here. So thank you so much for tuning in. We have an interesting show for you today. We also have a gadget. We'll take a look at that right now. This gadget's kind of interesting. It's called the boogie board, and I think you're going to like it. Let's take a quick peek at it. So this is what it looks like, and it comes with the stylus right here, and you can kind of draw on this, and we'll take a look at that in just 1 second. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, thank you so much for tuning in. You know, we can answer your email 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and all you have to do that is just email me at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I do answer all my email. We also have a really cool page. It's called Rebel Mouse, and Rebel Mouse, it would be RebelMouse/Gadget Professor. What that is it's a really cool dynamic page, and what you can do with that is if you follow me on Twitter, that would be at Gadget Professor. If you follow me on Twitter, what you're going to find is that everything we tweet comes up on this Rebel Mouse page, and it's a really cool page. Anything that's new within the hour with gadgetry is up on this Rebel Mouse page, and it links you directly to the manufacturer, if you will, of these products. So it's very cool, and you may want to check that out for sure. Also, we just started using Instagram, and if you go to The Gadget Professor at Instagram, you will see all kinds of crazy photos, and we're trying an experiment to see how many people we can get to follow us. So we'd love you to follow us at Instagram. It would be The Gadget Professor. So definitely check that out. Let's get right into the gadget of the day. And as I mentioned, it is called the boogie board. And it's an 8.5-inch LCD writing tablet, and it's black. It comes in a variety of colors. And essentially what this is, it's for taking notes. So you see I have the Gadget Professor scribbled all over here, and there's a little button here right at the top. I'm going to push that, and you'll see that it disappears. So you have this writing implement, and you can scribble. You can pretty much take notes. I'm going to pick it up here. And I'm just going to draw a circle with a pie, and you get the general idea. You can do whatever it is that you want in terms of scribbling, writing, drawing, so on and so forth. It's a green color, and when you're done, you very simply push this button right here on the top, and it disappears, and you can start all over again, drawing whatever it is and writing whatever it is, taking notes, so on and so forth. And again, when you're done, you can just push this button and it will definitely disappear. It kind of reminds me of the old days when you had those those little sheets of plastic, and you would write on something and you'd rip the page up and you'd write all over again. It's very similar to that. It does have two magnets on the back so you could stick it to your refrigerator, take notes. And it comes with a very flimsy but functional plastic case, and a nice place to put your writing implement, which would be right in there. This one came with a real nice additional pen, which I have since lost. It's not a pen, but it was actually a device to touch on screens, but I've lost that already, so much for that. This sells. We'll take a look at it right here. Here we go. This actually sells for $29.99. I purchased this at Costco for, I think, $20. I don't know. I kind of get it. I kind of don't. What they want you to do is take a picture of this with your iPhone or your smartphone, whatever it is, and then save it as a PDF. I don't know. It has a sealed 3-volt watch battery, which never needs replacing. I tend to doubt that, but I've been working with this for about 2 weeks now, and it seems to be fine. But it's sealed, so you can't replace it. So when the battery goes, you're going to throw this out. But according to the instructions here on Amazon, it says that it never needs that. Also, the Boogie Board tablet is an ultra 1/8-inch thin. It's easy to take with you in your purse, scheduler, briefcase, or backpack. The case and LCD are made from durable plastic materials, safe for school use and all around the house, office, and car. The Boogie Board tablet's pressure-sensitive LED writing surface creates a line of different thicknesses based on how hard you push, just like a paper and pen. You can write and draw, including the stainless steel stylus or any other suitable instrument, even your finger. You never need to search for a pen or pencil again. So what you can do essentially is take this and just draw away. I don't know. I think it's great for the kids. I can't see myself writing on this and then taking a picture on it on my iPhone. The other thing is, with a piece of paper, I can fold it up or stick it in my briefcase if I need 3, 4, 5 sheets of paper. It's not that big of a deal, so I kind of think this is a toy. And, you know, for $20, it might keep your kids interested for a while. They have a very nice video that shows kids playing with it and, you know, the mom writing her notes on the refrigerator, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. I'm not that impressed with it. A sheet of paper works fine. If you want a novelty, and that's what I think this is, then you may want to spring for the $20 or $23. Again, I got this one at Costco, and enough said, so you take it from there. It's kind of a cool, crazy gadget, something you can definitely live without, and I prefer at this point to write on paper. So there we go. All right, let's move along to some apps of the day. We have some cool things here, I will say that. Here is a list of commands, and it's growing considerably, that you can do with Alexa. And let's see, we have a couple different ways of doing this. So I'll put this whole list here, and it's all the things that you can actually do, all the commands that are with Alexa. So I think that's a pretty neat thing. There are things that you can do with Alexa that I didn't even know about, and it's not only Alexa, it's the Echo, it's the Dot, it's all those voice activated programs that are kind of neat and fun. I mean, I use mine to turn on the lights, turn off the lights. I listen to NPR news on it. I find the weather on it. It's very helpful, and there are more and more apps that are coming out with these devices every day. So this is definitely a good list, and you'll want to check it out. So did you ever want to buy Microsoft Office and then have a heart attack when you found out how much it is? That's happened to a lot of people. There are several varieties of different programs that are out there that you can purchase. This one happens to be free, and I know you like free because you're watching my show. So this particular product is made by Office. It's called SS SuiteSoft. They've been around for a while. They make some cool things. This is Office Suite made simple, and they are going to give you Office products, just like Microsoft Office, that are totally free. Free is a good thing. They actually make a whole variety of Office suites that you can use totally free, and there's different levels of software that you can purchase. That you can download for free. And here's Online Office, so if you never want to download it on your machine, you can use Office-like programs, Microsoft Office-like programs, for free directly online. Here they have the Office suite if you just want word processing or spreadsheet, database, communications, video stuff, utilities tools, security, financial, specialist. They make a bunch of things that are absolutely totally free and work quite well. And if you are in the market for any of those things, don't buy Microsoft Office. You definitely want to check that out before you plunk down cash. So even though it's free, a lot of these programs do work. As a matter of fact, we'll take a quick peek at this site again. And what I want you to notice is they have animated gift suites, totally free. They have a photo gallery that will show all your digital photos, really nice design for free. They have a labeler suite for free. They have a Facecom portal, which you can talk to people on for free. And then they have the WordGraph. I'm not familiar with that particular product, but they make a lot of things that are totally free and work quite well. So you'll want to check them out. It's SS Suite Soft. And you don't have to write it down, because if you get the show notes, you'll get all that for free. Here's another site that I unfortunately have to do, but yeah, I can't type, believe it or not. So here's a free online typing speed test and typing lesson program. It's pretty cool, and even if you're a pick and pecker like I am, you're going to find all kinds of great things here that work really well to help you improve your typing skills. You'll want to check that out. Also, here's another site that it's called OpenOffice, Apache OpenOffice. Apache OpenOffice has been around for years and years and years, and it's very similar to that SS Suite that I just mentioned. Just a different kind of look, different kind of interface, but the functionality is there. It will do everything Microsoft Office will do, and it will do everything that SS Suite Office will do. It just gives you another choice, and it has some functions and some features that the other ones don't have. So you can look at these both. You can download them for free and see what you like. Now, this next site is very interesting. I haven't really run it through its paces. I just found out about it a week ago when I was at CES. I have downloaded it on my laptop, and it's pretty cool and it's pretty robust. It's called HomeBank, and HomeBank is a free personal finance software and money management system. HomeBank will assist you in managing your personal accounting. It's designed to be used easily and gives you personal analysis of your finances and budget in great deal. It's a very powerful tool. It has a lot of filtering that filters built in, and you can make some awesome charts. So if you want to know where your money's going or where it's not going, you may want to download this and experiment with this. It's cross-platform, so it will work on both the Windows platform and the Mac OS, and also Linux, which is kind of nice. It will import bank statements, OFX, QIF, CSV, and QFX. It will do duplicate transaction deleting, automatic check numbering, various types of bank accounts you can create, as I would expect that you would, category splitting. You can just read the list for yourself, but it's pretty good, and it's totally free, and I like some of these programs, to be honest with you. Now, have you ever had a situation, and I know you have, because I've even had it, where your computer slows down to a crawl, and you just don't know what to do? Well, one of the things you may want to check out is this CC Cleaner, and it's been around for quite some time. The good news is that they are constantly upgrading this program. Download CC Cleaner. It's the world's most popular PC cleaner, and it is. They have free versions, they have a professional version, and they have a professional plus version, and the plus version is $40. The professional version is $25, and the free version is free. You have a comparison chart here that will show you what you get for the free version versus what you get for the pro version. But I think for the most part, you may want to just check out the free version. I think you'll be surprised. That's going to do a lot of things that the other versions do. And quite frankly, you don't need all that stuff. Another program that's very similar, has a kind of a funny name, but it really does what it says. It's PC Decrapifier, and that's exactly what it does. This particular program, again, has three versions of it. But your free version is pretty good. What it's going to do is unload, basically take off your machine all the junk that's on there, and it will definitely help all your old DLLs and broken links. This will go in there and just literally rip it apart. If you want to get the pro version, it's $25 a year. It's not that much, and it does, again, you have the comparison chart. It will do a little bit more, but for the most part, these free versions, they work quite well, and I definitely would check it out and use it. I have no problems with that. Not at all. And last but not least, again, I mentioned earlier on in the show that we are on Instagram, and I'm putting up stuff on that every day as an experiment. So if you'd like to follow me on Instagram, it's The Gadget Professor, and I should be fairly easy to follow. If you're not familiar with Instagram and don't know how to get on, here's a great article, if you will, that shows how to follow someone on Instagram. And it's kind of neat, and you see some crazy photographs. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook and like the Gadget Professor there. So a short show today because I want to go back and see my my grandson. And before we leave, a special shout-out to Mr. Alan Goldstein, who we visited last week in Scranton, Pennsylvania. We are old friends since grade school, and it's always nice to go back to Scranton and see my friend Alan. And that's going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I will see everyone next week. So long.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.